This is a Leica M4P. It is a 35mm rangefinder, first produced, I want to say, sometime in the late 70s, late 80s. Part of Leica's post-M5 attempt to salvage the business. The Leica M5 was a commercial failure, although it is a very interesting and compelling camera. I used to own one some years ago. And after its failure, Leica went back to an older design, the M4, to try to salvage itself. It even moved production to Canada to produce cheaper versions of the camera to get itself back on firm financial footing. There's first the M4-2, and this was followed by the M4-P. And the M4-P, in a lot of ways, is the basis for every Leica that came after it. The M6, which has recently been reissued, recently in the past couple years, and is very popular with the TikTok crowd, I say that as if I'm not on TikTok, is more or less just an M4P with a meter inside, a light meter, to figure out the settings you should use. I have had this Leica M4P for 5 years now, I think. It's been a while. I don't even remember when I got it. I bought it around pandemic time. It's an interesting little addition, stamped right here. Can you see? Everest 84. I think it was made for an Everest climbing team, and I just bought it used from Tamarkin Camera in Chicago. This is my primary 35mm camera, and in a lot of ways my primary camera. It's the thing that I bring around with me all the time. I have a Leica M10D that's a digital Leica, but it is secondary to this M4P, which I put film through every month. If you don't know how a rangefinder works, it's very simple. You're not looking through the lens, you're looking through this viewfinder here, which has a little box and frame lines for the lens, and you gauge distance using basically a beam. And then once you get focus, you have an intact little patch that shows you focus, and that's that, you get focus. Rangefinders are quick to use if you know what you're doing and are usually quite unobtrusive compared to their SLR counterparts. I like them quite a bit. I've taken this M4P many places across the country and abroad. I don't have very many lenses for my M mount cameras. I have basically 5 right now. That might become 6 in the future, but for now, it's 5. 4 of the lenses were made for the Konica Hexar RF rangefinder camera back in the early 2000s. Konica is a now defunct camera company that made great cameras for a long time with great optics. And the lenses are terrific, and I have 4 of those lenses. There's a 50mm on this camera right now, and there are also Konica 28, 35, and 90mm lenses, which I own, kind of a full suite of lenses. But I tend to just use one lens at a time. I'm not really big into changing lenses all that often. I don't remember what these photos that I will show you were taken with, but many of them were taken with the 50mm, which is my standard focal length. Now, the great thing about the M4P, if you're into Leicas, is that it's a less expensive one, precisely because it doesn't have very many bells and whistles. There is no meter. The shutter goes up to 1/1000th of a second, and yeah, there you go. It's a camera. Not really much else to it. Very straightforward, very simple. And the simplicity is what makes it work best. There's not that much you have to do. If you know how to use a completely manual camera, then you're good to go. And for me, I can pop in a roll of film. I usually set my shutter speed one place and don't change it. And I can gauge the light I need for any given exposure just based off of how sunny or cloudy it is. And I can go for it. Great camera, easy to use, very sturdy, and it goes with me pretty much everywhere. Rangefinders are not for everyone. But if you are interested in this style of shooting, which is very much one that tries as much as possible to strip away everything between you and the camera and the scene, then I recommend you look for one. And there are many different kinds of rangefinders. This is obviously on the expensive end, but a little Canonette or a little Minolta rangefinder from the 70s, those are plentiful and great little cameras. There's the Canon P series, which is terrific. There's even cheap Leicas, like the Leica CL and the Minolta CLE. Sibling cameras that take M-mount lenses. If you're into film and you've not tried rangefinder shooting, I think you should go for it. It's a fun experience and a different way of interacting with photography. I hope you enjoy photos, and I'll see you at another time with one of these camera corners.
Thank you.